Wasn't that great? Let's give them another hand. Now, Carrollton Whatley had a little car trouble, but she's here, and she's one of our favorites. She's a country music singer, and there's a place for her on this program always. Let's welcome Carrollton Whatley from Bell, Florida.
Oh, I had a hard time getting here. I was trying to decide what to do for the folk festival, and Jimmy Rogers is one of my favorite singers, so I put together a medley of about three of his songs to do first. For weary weeks I've waited, hoping for the best, but blues will make me ramble, and the rails are leading west, feeling us a lonesome pleasure I can't find. I'm leaving you, mean papa, just to worry you off my mind. Yodelay, 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 yodelay. That old gang kindly whispers, you just fall in line and smile. My mean papa haunts me, and I praise the peace of mind. Don't know where I'm going, I'm feeling kind of square. I've been from several places, and I'm going to be from. Thank you. This next song, I was going to get y'all to clap your hands, but it's kind of hard when you're wrapped up in a garbage bag. So, here it is. It's I've Been Everywhere. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. I've crossed deserts bare, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Ottawa, Lawton, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, and Tacon, Fair and Fair, and Philip, Adadillo, Amatillo. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross deserts bare, man. Everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Mexicana, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Capitalism, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Boston, Tennessee, Hennessy, Chickapee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, the Big Sack. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross deserts bare, man. I breathe mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Pittsville, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hagerty, Cadillac, Fonda, like Danville, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, down to Peace, Tadley, Pebbly, to see what I mean now. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross deserts bare, man. I breathe mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. One more. Oh, Pittsburgh, Clarksburg, Gravelsburg, Colorado, Youngsburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Ellery, Larimore, Atmore, Habertrot, Chattanooga, Taston, Alaska, Nebraska, Omaha, I was in Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross deserts bare, man. I breathe mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Thank you very much.
We're getting a little wet underfoot. So, we're going to have a little... Oh, well, I don't know of a more appropriate man to bring out here than this fella. Maybe that's why we are having heavy dew here today. We have a special treat. Don Thompson is president of the Florida Suncoast Chapter of the American Society of Dowsers, and naturally knows all about witching water with all kinds of instruments. Come on out, Don. This is his first time at Florida Folk Festival, and we certainly do welcome you.
Can I lay some rods three at a time on this table?
Yes, sir. Okay. All of them are.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I have come to tell you about finding water, but not this kind. We look almost exclusively for water under the ground, and for purposes of dousing, digging a well.
Right
into the mic,
the blue
one. Right in here?
Yeah.
That'll be better. Okay. We use dousing rods, of which this is one type. Maybe I should say, originally, a forked stick was the standard dousing rod, and it's just as accurate as any we've devised since. However, sticks are rough, this one is, and you can scrape your fingers and make blisters even when the rod pulls strongly when you're pointing it toward a location where a water well can be dug. This is usually called a dome. It's the convergence of several underground veins or streams of water. These could be considered two. Others come in at nearly the same level. They're usually an odd number of veins, 3, 5, 7, but there are even numbered domes too. A dome then is these veins converging and depending on the pressure, an upward surge of water at that point. from that point it can go out in various directions, and these too can be drilled into and used for water supplies. Let me illustrate the first. This is the easiest for beginning dowsers. These rods, in 80 or 90% of all cases, converge like this when they're pointed at a dome or vein, whatever you're looking for. Incidentally, you can find other things besides water with dowsing rods. Missing airplanes are frequently located. If they fall into a group of trees that might conceal them, you can only find them by some instruments such as these. Sometimes places are photographed and you see a bit of plane sticking out, but more often a man in a plane with a passenger with dowsing rods flies over the spot and the rods indicate when the missing plane is found. During the Vietnamese War, they were used to find tunnels and other underground places where mines had been secluded, and a great deal of use was made of dowsing rods where the other methods failed. With these rods, I will attempt to find a dome, and to do so, I will take any position with the rods held in this manner and turn in a circle until they converge, and that will be where the dome is located. That will be the direction in which it's located. That's the direction. If I want to find the distance, I face it preferably and count in any intervals you want, 10, 20, whatever. I'll count beginning. I happen to know that it's not within 100 feet of the ear, so I'll count in tens above 100. I do this without saying the words. I just think it. Feet in this direction is a spot where a dome can be found. Within an area, within a radius of 6 feet of this dome would be the best place to drill. I can find out how deep it is. 180 feet deep. I can also find the direction of veins radiating from it and locate them above ground. So this is the use of what we call L rods. They're made of brass. They're purchased at a welding shop. These are very ordinary rods for welders to use. Another good rod can be made from nylon. This is hardly a Y, but it's near enough the shape of a Y so that we call it a Y rod. And the only types of welds used, rods used these days are L rods and Y rods. I'll go through the same exercise with these and we'll see if it turns out the same way. The pull is so strong when you do face the right direction that you can feel it obviously, and a stick might scratch hands and fingers. These smooth nylon rods are preferred. This size of rods is not important. These are smaller, also nylon. They would do the same thing. The only material I've found which makes poor dowsing rods is aluminum. You can make them out of coat hangers. They're very satisfactory. They steel. Aluminum, however, is very insensitive. They will behave the same as these, but they're very slow to cross. I'm going to show you how they act. It just takes longer to do the same thing. Dowsing is 3,000 years old at least, perhaps 5,000. The Egyptians used it to find various objects, minerals, precious metals, other metallic ores. Only in the last 300 or 400 years, though, has it been used for finding spots to drill wells. And people are finding new uses for it every day. We have some literature on dowsing. Three of the top classics on dowsing were written by Kenneth Roberts, who was also, as you recall, the author of Northwest Passage and several historical novels. His main acquaintance, who was a dowser, was Henry Gross. Henry, I believe, is still alive, although Kenneth isn't. Henry, among his other accomplishments, doused a map of Bermuda, where no one thought fresh water could be found. But he found three spots at which freshwater wells were drilled, and they weren't contaminated by salt water. They must have gone all the way under the ocean, under the Atlantic Ocean, from continental United States to come up in Bermuda, and they served as a source of drinking water for several decades. This is all I have to say about dousing here, and if you'd like to visit the booth, we'd be glad to have you come and try out rods, see if you can douse too. It's fun. And anyway, it's a conversation piece.
Don is over there under one of the chickies, and he'll just be glad to show you his instruments and sell you one, maybe. Now, let's see, who's missing? Somebody's missing. Oh, I know. Marilyn Heaps Nelson, are you within earshot? If you are, please come on down to the stage. Lois Ann Connolly, if you are within earshot, will you please come on down to the stage? Are they coming? No. All right, she has come. So we'll wait a little bit for Dream Lake, a very exciting young group with a very dedicated leader, Lois Ann Connolly from Apopka. They're here somewhere. But in the meantime, let's welcome a fellow who lived in Gainesville with his wife and family for a number of years while he was getting his PhD in history. He's a great harmonica virtuoso, and he learned it in the folk tradition from the maternal side of his family, from his grandmother's. And George is really great. Well, he plays other instruments too. But we're just real happy to have George, Marilyn, and Jimmy Heaps Nelson, now from Statesboro, Georgia. Hi. Want to set it on the map? This is the youngest virtuoso here coming out.
This is my second best girlfriend over here.
Glad to see you. Put your things over on
the
right there.
Instrument here that you don't, it's not a southern folk instrument except over in Louisiana. A squeeze box or a diatonic accordion, and they play it a lot up where I'm from in Iowa. And we're going to have a little two fiddles and squeeze box here to start it with. I had forgotten all about this covered stage. I was rushing to make sure that I could come down and play my harmonica because other people would be worried about getting their fiddles wet. But I guess that isn't so much of a problem. Jim, you want to come over next to your mom? We're going to play a tune called Little Home to Go To. Now, I believe in down here in the South, sometimes it's called Sugar Hill or Rockingham Cindy, but we call it Little Home to Go To. And let me see. I need somebody to come over here and help get a mic near the squeeze box. If I could have one of you boys do that for me, Jimmy, you can come on over here, Jimmy. I guess we'll be all right.
Need another mic?
No, I think we'll be all right. I guess we'll make it this way. Now, Jim over here told me that about a year ago. He said, "Pop, when you're an old guy and I'm a big guy, I'm going to let you play second fiddle in my band." Right now, he's playing some second fiddle for us. This will be on the D and A strings, Jim. This is going to be Little Home to Go To. Jones. Jim, you just take it easy on this one, all right? Jimmy, this is a slow one, so you take it easy. Give me some May, Mama. Now, this is an old cowboy song. Sometimes it's called Old Bill Jones, and sometimes it's called I Ride in Old Paint. And being a college teacher, I love the line where it says, telling all the terrible things that happened to Old Bill Jones. It says, Old Bill Jones had a daughter and a son. The son went to college, and the daughter went wrong. His wife got killed in a pool hall fight, but still he keeps singing from morning till night. Among all the terrible things that happened to him, they put first on the list that his only son went to college, and that is a terrible fate sometimes, I think, but I get a kick out of this old song. Jones had a daughter and a son. Son went to college, the daughter went wrong. His wife, she got killed in a pool hall fight. But still he keeps singing from morning till night. Ride around, little doggies, ride around them slow. Cause the fiery and snuffy are raring to go. I ride no paint, I lead no dam. I'm a-gone to Montana to throw the hula hand. They feed 'em in the coolies, water in the draw. Their tails are all matted, their backs are all raw. Ride around, little doggie, ride around them slow. Cause the fiery and snuffy are raring to go. Now when I die, take the saddle from the wall, put it on my pony, lead him out of his stall, tie my bones to his back, turn our faces to the west, we'll ride the prairies that we love the best, ride around, little doggies, ride around them slow, cause the fiery and snuffy are raring to go. I'm going to switch instruments here and give you a little bit of banjo harmonica. My kids, since we've moved to Georgia, they've become real good little Georgia boys. I'm a coon hunter, and my little boy has a new pup. And the lady across the street has a little tiny black, what they call in Georgia, feist, that yaps a lot. And one morning, Jimmy was getting the mail, and he looked over at her and said, Mrs. Broodwell, your dog don't have much of a mouth on him, does he? We're going to play a little bit this time of Southern type. This is Mississippi Sawyers. Let's hear it. We really enjoy playing for you. Enjoy being back in Florida.
Howdy. I'm so glad that they are back for with us for the weekend, rain and all. How about that Dream Lake ukulele band? Any word yet? Okay, well, that's fine. That's just fine. While they are coming, we'll welcome Evelyn Beers Bernstein from Petersburg, New York, and her niece to accompany her, Susan Boyer Haley, now from Amherst, Massachusetts. Evelyn and Susan.
Hi, it's nice to be here. And while we're getting set up, I'll just talk at you for a minute. It's nice to be here for the 25th anniversary of the Florida State Folk Festival. This is my 15th trip to Florida for the festival. And I've seen lots of people come and go, lots of families grow up here. And same as at Fox Hollow, our festival up in New York State. And I see lots of similarities, the fact that this one's outdoors, under the sky. I think it's good for all of us. And when the rain starts, I see the umbrellas and raincoats blossom like flowers, and it's a nice sight to see people sitting and sharing music together. I'll move over to the other mic now. My dearest old friend is a gentleman by the name of Howie Mitchell. And I believe Howie and Ann were here a couple years ago. And Howie used to sing a song, and I suppose still does, called Kitty Alone. And he shared it with us years ago, and our family's always been very fond of it. We'd like to sing it for you now. Thank you. saw a crow flying low. Kitty alone, kitty alone. Saw a crow flying low. The sun, kitty alone, kitty alone, way up yonder above the sun, kitty alone and I, way up yonder above the sun, eagle flies when his work is done, kitty alone and I, rock-a-marie. Saw a possum on a log, kitty alone, kitty alone. Saw a possum on a log, kitty alone and I. Saw a possum on a log, looking like a big groundhog, kitty alone and I. Rock-a-marie. Big old owl in a tree, kitty alone, kitty alone. Big old owl in a tree, kitty alone and I. Big old owl in a tree, just as sleepy as he can be, kitty alone and I. Rock-a-marie. Way up yonder above the sun, kitty alone, kitty alone. Way up yonder above the sun, kitty alone and I. Way up yonder above the sun, eagle flies when his work is done, kitty alone and I. Rock-a-marie. Way up yonder above the moon, kitty alone, kitty alone. Way up yonder above the moon, kitty alone and I. Way up yonder above the moon, bluebird lives in a silver spoon, kitty alone and I. Rock-a-marie.
Thank you. Susan's going to get her psaltery. I don't know if you heard her say this morning that this is the honeymoon model. She took this with her on her honeymoon, so it's not to get out of practice.
Half a dozen people or so asked me at lunchtime who made this. I did not make it. A man in Missouri made this for me named Dale Hill.
This song is dedicated to all the performers and the audience too. It's called "The Water Is Wide."
The water is wide.
cannot get o'er, neither have I wings to fly. Give me a boat the two can row, and I will row, my love and I leaned my back against an oak, thinking it was a mighty tree, but first it bended and then it broke, just as your love proved false to me. I put my hand into some rosy bush, thinking it was the sweetest flower that grew. I pricked my finger to the bone and left the sweetest flower alone. Oh, love is tender and love is true, just like a jewel when first 'tis new. But love grows old and waxes cold and fades away like morning Thank you. Thank you, Susan. You're going to sit down, huh? Okay. I'll stand up. I'd like to have some help on this, so if you feel so inclined to join us. One cold frosty night, I believe
it was in the winter,
two foxes went out for some prey. They trotted along in frolicking song to cheer their lonely way,
to cheer their lonely way.
They trotted along in hopes
to find
a rabbit or a goose astray. While at rest they found a hole in the ground. No, that's not right. This is a beer's tradition. Wait a minute now. Rabbit or a goose astray. At last they found a hole in the ground, and they both went in like sinners.
And they both went in like sinners.
They both went in.
They both went in.
With a squeeze.
And a grin.
And the chickens were quickly killed. Well, one of them munched, and he feasted, and he lunched, till his belly was fair, lily filled.
Till his belly was fair, lily filled.
Now one fox was wise.
One fox was wise.
He looked all around.
with both of his eyes,
and would hardly eat at all. For when he came in with a squeeze and a grin, he noticed that the hole was small, small, small.
He noticed that the hole was small.
Now, if foxes are red, it's because of very peculiar circumstances. At the end of a barber's pole, a farmer's pole, he got that way with a wick and a whack, with his bottom corked up in a hole, hole, hole,
and his bottom corked up in a hole.
Thank you very much.
Girls will be girls, won't they? Now, while the broom brigade comes out, and we are inching along. You remember, if you were here, how many of you were here last year? If you recall, we did not have a gutter on the stage. And so when it rained, the water just poured down, and we were about knee-deep in water, more or less. Well, this year we do have a gutter, and we have just a little bit of water on the stage. We do have to sweep every now and then. The workshops have been held up because of the rain, because they were outside, not protected like you. But I think the Liars Club, I think Gamble went down for the Liars Club, and that makes me remember that Gamble, for the first time, and this is Gamble Rogers, who's was here with us last night and will be with us all weekend, has a record, and it's a fine record, and we hope you'll buy them out. I'm sure they're for sale up in Strictly Music Shop up under a chicky, and I know that he just happens to have a box full under his arm. So buy him out. And we hope, did you go down and have lunch at the food seller's booth? How many of you went down there at noon? Was it fitting? Did you like it? That's good. Don't complain if you didn't like it. those cooks work their fingers to the bone to please. Now, as soon as they get a little of this water off, and you just watch, the sun is surely going to shine. Well, at least the moon tonight. And in the tomorrow and Monday, we're just going to have perfect weather. But whether we do or not, the show will go on. One of the great groups that came to the folk festival back in 1968 until 1972 was the Dream Lake Ukulele Band from Apopka, a most remarkable group of youngsters. They are from the 4th, 5th, 6th grades in Apopka. And when they came that year, Florida Folk Festival was their first out-of-town appearance. But since then, they've traveled all around to Atlanta, to many places in our state. They have a record. Lois Ann, their leader, trains about 100 boys and girls each year, and from this number, she selects her traveling troupe. I think we are ready now for the Dream Lake Ukulele Band, under the direction of Lois Ann Conley from Apopka.
Good afternoon. This is going to be a very special day of memories for us, for not only the Folk Festival, the excitement, and the beautiful grounds, but for some of the things that the rain brought. Each one of these students that you see meet us for performances, and their parents bring them. So everyone that you see have parents that came from Apopka this morning or either last night. And shortly before we went on, or came on, shortly before now, I received word that three weren't going to make it. This is about half of our group, half of the size of the group that had planned to brave the storm, and then three, trouble came up and they didn't make it. So we have been last minute putting people in on solos and filling in spots, and so this is going to be a very special memory for some of us that have never sung for a public audience a solo. And so this should be kind of a fun afternoon. This is baritone ukuleles, and this is a little different than the regular ukulele that some of you may be familiar with.
If you like good country humor and good country cooking, you'll enjoy a big helping of our next song, Bile and Cabbage Down.
Bracken has a bushy tail, possum's tail is bare, rabbit's got no tail at all, just a little bunch of hair. Possum up a symmetry, raccoon on the ground. Raccoon says to the possum, "Won't you shake them simmons down? File them cabbage down, down. Bake them hotcakes brown, brown. The only song that I can sing is file them cabbage down."
Someone stole my old coon dog. I wish they'd bring him back. Chase those big hogs through the fence and the little ones through the crack. Took my gal to the blacksmith shop to have her mouth made small. She turned around a time or two and swallowed that shop and all.
File them cabbage down, down. Bake them hotcakes round, round. The only song that I can sing is file them cabbage down.
Once I had an old gray mule, his name was Simon Slick. He rolled his eyes and backed his ears, and how that mule would kick. How that mule would kick, he kicked with his dying breath. He shoved his hind feet down his throat and kicked himself to death.
Bowed in cabbage down, down, baked him hotcakes brown, brown. The only song that I can sing is Bobbin Cabbage Down.
Have you ever been embarrassed and didn't know what to do? Well, here's a song that'll give you a few tips.
Go through life and never know the day when fate may bring a situation that will prove to be embarrassing. Your face gets red, you hide your head and wish that you could die. But that's old fashioned, here's a new thing you should really try. Say, how do you do? And shake it, shake it, shake it. Say, how do you do? And shake it. State your name and business.
While at the wedding of some folks you hardly know by sight, and in a conversation with a woman on your right, you say you think the bride's a mess, her face she ought to hide. And when you find you're talking to the mother of the bride,
say, how do you do? And shake it, shake it, shake it. Say, how do you do? And shake it. State your name and business.
You're walking through a cemetery very late at night. You find that you're confronted by a figure dressed in white. And though the blood inside your veins has quickly turned to ice, everything will be okay if you take this advice.
Say, how do you do? And shake hands, shake hands, shake hands. Say, how do you do? And shake hands. State your name and business.
You're speeding down the highway and the feeling is superb. And then you hear a siren and pull over to the curb. And when a cop who's big and tough comes walking up to you and asks you where the fire is, you
were
going to
say, how do you do? And shake hands, shake hands, shake hands. Say, how do you do? And shake hands. State your name and business.
You go into a barber shop to get yourself a shave. And if you are the kind of guy who never can behave, you ask the manicure for a little kiss or two. And then when you discover it's your husband shaving, you say, how do you do it? Shake and shake and shake and say, how do you do it? Shake and state your name and business. A handshake and a happy greeting's mighty hard to beat. So at the risk of boring you, we're going to repeat. Remember in the future that no matter what you do, there's one way to get out of any mess you get into. Say, how do you do it? Shake and shake and shake and say, how do you do it? Shake and state your name and business.
Most of the group, most everybody in our group has written a song about themselves. We call this our name songs. They're short, but they're their work, their tunes, their words, and we have two that are going to share with you. We had four and two of them didn't show up. So two of our boys are going to share. No, three. Good. We have three that are going to share with you.
The first letter of my name is T, so you see, to drive Dad's truck, I need the key for Doug and me. Next comes I, cause I like to watch the sky, and the M simply means I love to swim, so call me Tim.
My name is Rachel, and my daddy is a preacher, and my mommy is a Sunday school teacher. My name is Rachel, and I'm one of three. Rachel, Mark, and Stephen are in my family.
My name is David. I like the girls. I like them with straight hair. I like them with curls. I may be a shorty. I may look very small. But when a, I may look very small, but when a girl winks at me, I feel 10 feet tall.